Maitreya talks about the middle path in the mission. And I think the middle path has a lot to do with our meditation. It's like when we throw a stone in the water goes down and up and down, and it creates waves in the water, but eventually it settles down to be calm water. So that's what we do in our meditation. We settle our mind down. We become calm inside, and we become that peace and that calm. And when we become calm, it affects those around us. So the calmer we are, the calmer those around us also are, because they feel those energies. So that's just one of the important parts of when you first learn about meditation, the calmness that you receive. And our human life goes up and down, and humans fluctuate all the time. So the middle path is the path of stillness, the path of consistency, to be constant. And in this path, you don't go to extremes. For instance, if something good happens to you, you know it's temporary and you enjoy it. And you look through it and see if it's really from God or from the higher spirit. And then you take it and enjoy it as it is. And if it isn't good, you don't completely fall to despair, because still you know that that's temporary and that's not something to really be concerned about. So you become a constant mind. And Maitreya tells us that's what the yogis try to achieve, a constant level of consciousness where neither the mind goes too high or too low. The consciousness is at a constant level. It's not extreme. So when God says, "Be still and know that I am God," and in that still mind, everything is just a passing event. This state has been likened to you're staying at the top of a bridge, and the life is like a river. It's coming and it's going underneath. So you're really not changing. It is the time and the life that is changing, as likened to the water. And Maitreya tells us that in a sense, we become the witness entity of our life. We look at it as just a scene or a play. It comes and goes, and you laugh at how the players are becoming so involved in it. And they are playing the life as real, and they're very serious about it. And they feel that it's really, really real. And so they play ego trip games. But in the constant mind, there is no play or no games, because you are no longer the player. You are the observer. So consistency is when your mind becomes still in that level. And also another important part of our meditation is when we do meditate, our purification is important, our existence and our physical and our mental and spiritual well-being. So when we talk about the purification of the existence of a person, we're talking about purifying on all levels of our existence. Purifying physically, keep ourselves clean and look at ourselves and see what our relationship is between the physical body and our environment. Our physical body is also related to our environment. So we also work to purify our environment. We also purify ourselves mentally. So what affects our mental sphere, the people we keep as company, the environment, the books we read, the magazines we look at, the TV programs, and anything that affects us mentally also has to be purified. We have to be discerning and aware of what affects us and in what way. And so we also purify ourselves spiritually. And spiritual purification is like meditation, prayer. Also, these three levels are not disconnected. They are interconnected. When you purify yourself physically, fasting is a part of purification. By fasting, you get rid of toxins, which is physical purification. You get rid of those energies that pull you toward the external world, which is mental and spiritual purification. So with fasting, we really calm down our senses because our senses are not as powerful, as effective as when you eat all the time. When you eat and you never fast, what happens is the food you eat has energy that awakens different parts of your tendencies. And with fasting and purifying your food, you purify your physical body. So by watching the things that affect your physical body, your mental body, and your spirit, more and more you can create such strong three levels in yourself that your mind can be directed to God very easily. But if you're not purifying your existence, you will not be able to keep the mind focused on God all the time. So purification is important. Consistency is important. Maitreya has always told us that we should meditate at least two times a day. The morning, the evening. Of course, after a while, when you practice your meditation, you can learn to be in a meditative state throughout the day. Just go back to your mantra. So let's look at the mantra. Hari Om Shri Hung. Om Nam Kevalam. What does this mantra mean? It's Sanskrit, the oldest language in the world. Hari Om Shri Hung. Om Nam Kevalam. It means the goal of the life is to become divine. That divinity, God, is everything. Om Nam Kevalam. Repeat that mantra to yourself in your mind. Breathing in, taking a nice, slow, deep breath. Breathe in and recite in your mind, Hari Om Shri Hung. And now pause. And in that pause, recognize that stillness and ideate the meaning of the mantra. And you breathe out, Om Nam Kevalam, and pause again. And recognize again that pause and the meaning of that pause. The goal of the life is to become divine. That divinity, God, is everything. And then you repeat this mantra. Hari Om Shri Hung. Pause. Recognize that stillness. Maitreya tells us this is the most important part of our meditation, that pause between your in-breath and your out-breath. So in our meditation process, when we get to the point of using our mantra, we say in our mind, Hari Om Shri Hung, breathing in slowly, pausing, realizing that stillness, and then breathing out, Om Nam Kevalam. And pausing again, recognizing that stillness, between breathing out and breathing in. And you repeat this to yourself in your mind. So now let's get comfortable and get ready to do our meditation process. Find yourself a comfortable seat with your back and neck straight. And if you can't sit in the yogi position, it's very good as you meditate, because you don't really want to lean back on anything, because then you can easily fall asleep. So we sit in a yogi position, or you can sit in a chair, as long as your back and neck are straight and you're sitting upright. Closing your eyes and again relaxing your body. And just feel the release of tension in your body. Release the tension. Be completely relaxed. And now, imagine that your consciousness self is expanding outward. It begins to fill the whole room. Remember the objects located in the room. Then expand yourself further to fill the whole house or the building that you are in. And try to remember where each room is and whatever else you can remember about the place that you are in. And now, expand yourself to feel the whole city. Again, try to remember the roads around you as much as you can. Then expand yourself to feel the whole state. Visualizing, expanding yourself to feel the whole country, the continent, all the continents, and the whole earth. In each step, try to visualize the shape of the vision, the relevance of the part you are expanding from to other parts. And now that you have filled the whole earth, visualize gently leaving your body, and you are sitting on the topmost part of the earth. The earth is below you. Visualize peace on the earth and goodwill to men. Send good thoughts and visualize they penetrate each individual and the earth. You are a channel for God's will. Say in your mind, His kingdom come, His will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Imagine that now you are leaving the earth and you are going toward outer space. You pass the moon, the planets in our solar system, the stars, and you go beyond our solar system. You pass our galaxy, then the other galaxies. You're going toward the center of the universe. You pass the stars faster and faster until you reach that center of the universe, and you slow down and most humbly enter into this center of the universe, a brilliant, misty, blue light, the most relaxing and loving, healing energy ever encountered. Most humbly, enter this brilliant blue light and sit in it, and let it enter your body through your toes. As it enters your toes become so relaxed that you feel you have no toes. It enters your feet. The same, they become most relaxed. Then your ankles, your calves, your knees, your thighs, and this light continues to fill you, and it enters your first chakra, your second, your third, your solar plexus chakra. It enters your fourth chakra, your heart chakra, and your fifth chakra, your throat chakra. As it enters each of these chakras, it purifies and opens them. The light continues purifying and enters your sixth chakra. Now gaze at the sixth chakra between your eyebrows. Now the blue light is the most brilliant white. Keeping your back and neck straight, now breathe in deeply and repeat in your mind the first part of your mantra, Hari Om Shri Hung. Pause and realize the stillness, that moment between breathing in and breathing out. Breathe out the second part of your mantra, Om Nam Kevalam. And again, pause and recognize that stillness between breathing out and breathing in. You're breathing with the rhythm of your mantra. And now continue this process until there is no thought left but the rhythm of your mantra, and your mind is still. Be still and know that I am God. If anything internal is disturbing your meditation, any thought or desire, just gently bring your mind back to the rhythm of your meditation, your mantra, the breath, the stillness between breathing and let go of disturbances. Many things will try to prevent you to gain control over your mind. Be sincere and diligent in your meditation and be relaxed. And now we'll meditate together again for about 5 minutes, and then we'll reverse the process. And now we close our chakras by letting that purifying light stay with you within your purified chakras. Keep the light and the love that entered you. God will remain with you. And now gently come out of the blue light with utmost respect facing the light. Return from the center of the universe, passing the stars, the galaxies, our galaxy, and returning to our solar system, passing the planets, the moon, and come and sit on the top of the earth and remember peace on earth and goodwill to all men. Now pledge that you are an instrument for His will. You are a channel to do His will, to bring His kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. See your peace that you received from this brilliant light is on the earth. It penetrates every individual and the earth. Feel the earth and slowly re-enter your body and withdraw from filling the earth and all the continents, the continent you are in, the country, the state, the city, the house or the building, and the room that you are in, and you come back to your body. And in this process, we have expanded our consciousness to cover the universe, but we return to our body. And although we have a universal approach, we live and act where we are in the present. We become a channel for God, who is the universe, but we act locally. Think universally, but act locally. And now gently open your eyes, returning to the external world, and know that those who meditate on God are in the world, but not of it. You have met the energy of the Lord and are filled with it now. Let it flow through you to others. Be a channel for His will. Do not let them take you to Maya, that illusion of separation from God. You take them to God, oneness with God, Spirit, Atman. And after you have recognized that stillness in your meditation, then you can stay with that recognition and realize it all through the day without needing formal meditation. And if the rhythm somehow is lost, just go back to the mantra until the rhythm returns. Hari Om Shri Hung Om Nam Kevalam. The goal of the life is to become divine. That divinity, God, is everything. Salam, everyone. All thanks to the Father for this sharing of this beautiful meditation process and the beautiful mantra that Maitreya has given to the world. Thanks, God. Have a good God night or morning, wherever you are in this part of the world, or in any part of the world. You're welcome to come back 24 hours in this room. The teachings of Maitreya are always here. Salam, everyone.